Well, thank you for joining me, Peter. Yesterday, Essendon lodged paperwork to recruit Leuenberger. Do you have any news on the compensation the Lions might receive?
We're hearing that we're getting a pick after second round, which will squeeze us a bit, which puts us down around about pick 42, I would have thought, which isn't great in what we expected. So I know Greg Swan has spoken to the AFL, so we hope to improve that if we can, but it's not ideal for us.
And were you pleased with how the Redden trade played out yesterday?
Yeah, no, I think it's disappointing to lose Jack. I think the compensation of pick 17 is a good result for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And the club now has three first and second round draft picks, pick 17 and 21. Do you expect to on-trade any of those picks to pick up players during the trade period, or are you more concerned of using them to secure players in the national draft?
We'll certainly use our early picks to secure players in the national draft, plus our academy.
Okay, then.
Our academy players, because they'll also cost us picks once we know that people are going to bid on them, so we're just trying to work out when people might bid on them.
And there was some news that came a few weeks back that Jared Jansen from Geelong and also Tom Bell from Carlton are very interested in signing with the Lions. How are negotiations progressing with them?
Yeah, they've both been held up a little bit because of probably waiting to see what happens with the Leuenberg compensatory pick and also how we get other picks in. So we're working on that, so I can't report that anything's happened yet.
And there's a number of players at the Lions whose contracts will expire at the end of next season. Have you been working sort of over the off-season to secure them from next season and beyond?
Yeah, look, I mean, we're working on a few, but right at the moment, that's the priority once we get through this trading period. And we'll work towards trying to sign some of the players up.
And there's also been a bit of talk about the possibility of Levi Casbolt coming to the Lions. Is there any truth to that?
Look, a lot of players get thrown up this time of year, and Levi's name's come up, but no, there's nothing concrete on that.